save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9.
This is the World Cup of cooking.
Welcome to Plate of Origin.
Please welcome Matt Preston.
Hello, Matt.
Is that Xavier?
That was Peter. Xavier's here. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well indeed. How are you going, boys? And you've got a newbie. I hope you've been good to Jules.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, they stick it to me every bloody morning, but I love them.
Matty, I'm looking at the plate of origin, the representing countries. You've got Australia, Cameroon, China, France, Greece, India, Italy, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Vietnam. Prior to the experiences you've had, what would have been the number one cuisine you absolutely loved?
But the problem is that once I start asking that question, you know, I then go, but what about Brazilian? What about that dish and there's this element? And
okay, so there's 10 teams representing all these different nations, but we do have Team Australia. I'm just going to assume that there's going to be a lot of meat involved in that, and maybe even a meat pie.
Yeah, look, there is actually a meat pie challenge, but it's not necessarily set for Team Australia. But I'll leave that as a hanging taster for you.
Now, it does premiere this Sunday night on Channel 7 at 7 p.m. Now, I know it hasn't started yet, but is there going to be a season two? Because there's one cuisine I don't see on here, which is the Filipinos, which I am, and I'm just wondering,
how amazing.
can I apply for season two and get the filos in there?
Look, I think Pinoy cuisine is amazing.
Mm.
It's amazing. That combination of all those different influences makes it a really, really fascinating cuisine. And the use of vinegar is delicious.
Yep.
I'm not so sure about the bulut, but
the bulut is the duck fetus that you boil
What
up.
About the dog, Jules?
I'm sure that Xavier and Pete might like to have a bullet experience. Maybe
I've been trying. It's going to happen one day soon, Matt. I tell you what, it's going to happen
like
soon.
Sounds like fun, but I think I'll pass.
it's part of the adventure. Yeah, look, I'm hoping that people watch it. I'm hoping that they like the kind of the joyous nature and the celebration, which is really what the show's about. It's about joy and celebration. It's also, we've got some very funny contestants, and I think that part of the great joy of watching the show is watching some of the banter. And it's a really loving banter at the table where they're just gently teasing each other, but in a really nice way. I think if all that resonates, then hopefully if we get the Olympics 2021, it would be it would be great to have season two following up.
We've got so many cuisines.
We haven't touched Mexican, we haven't touched Thai, we haven't touched Japanese. We've had nothing. I mean, obviously Manu would like nothing better than having an English team in there so he could tease the English about their terrible cooking. we haven't had a team representing Indigenous Australia, and I think that's a great joy about Plate of Origin is asking people to cook the food that really means something to them, rather than just saying, okay, now cook us an Icelandic dish using lobster.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's irrelevant to most people who are cooking a cooking show. So let's get them to play to their strengths and cook the food that actually they have some emotional connection to.
We're talking the soul food, right? That's the soul food for every
that's such a good gee, you're smart. I can see why Xavier Pete recruited you.
She's bluffed you.
Trust me, Matt. They had no bloody say.
But you obviously think deeply about this shit, and it's really good because you're absolutely right. There is a soul food. We think of soul food being a Southern American thing, but I think there's lots of soul food here. You know, you'd argue that polenta in Northern Italy is soul food. You'd argue that I'd almost argue that a dimmy. Bag of dimmies is soul food.
Yeah,
it's down to earth and it's poor. It's every man's food, but it has a value that's far, far greater than the rusty paper bag. I mean, you'd also argue the environment's important. Like a pie at the footy, watching the Weagles kick six goals clear.
Oh yeah.
And how good is that pie? How good does that pie taste?
Oh,
tastes amazing.
Tastes like success.
Victory.
Victory.
Hey, Matt, it's bloody good to chat to you as always, and great to see you back on the telly, and alongside Gary Megan and, of course, Manu as well. But Plate of Origin premieres Sunday, 7 o'clock on 7, and we're looking forward to catching up with you again, mate.
Jules, absolutely great talking to you. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
Pete, always a pleasure.
Thanks, you too,
Matt.
Mate. Thank you.
Take care, mate. Bye.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.